Yes, that's right. You're listening to RDU 98.5. And you're listening to Burnt Breakfast right now. And I have Tim from Teal Sky in the studio right now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, man?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. A little bit tired, but I've got my coffee, got my water, you know, so nice. I'm hydrating.
Good, good. And that's important. Now, this is quite a special interview because obviously, you know, Bex, and Bex half organised this interview, but she's just like, can Tim come on to talk about our new song? And I was like, absolutely. And then we booked in time, and that was about it. I don't even know what your song's called. So I'm going in blind here, which I'm actually quite excited about. So, Tim, please tell us about your song, your new song.
Absolutely, man. Again, thanks for having me. So the new song's called Stranger Within. So it was kind of like one of those 5-10 minute songs that sort of wrote itself, you know, as they say.
Oh, really?
As they say in the history books, you know. Essentially it's just about, you know, just going through troubles, finding yourself, finding a partner, and then really not finding your feet. I sort of wrote the song
You wrote it, did you?
I wrote lyrics and sort of half the instrumental, and then the band put it in there and then just got it all together.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So tell me, it wrote itself, you said. What do you mean by it? Was it just like a good writing day or something?
Yeah, in a sense, going through a bit of emotion. I had a few friends, especially at the time, had a few friends who were going through some really big struggles, a lot of similar struggles in relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of had absorbed all their feelings and I was just, you know, just feeling that, and decided to get it out and just write it about, you know, my experiences, their experiences. And it sort of just happened to flow. I had a melody and it all just happened.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was cool.
So you've obviously recorded this now.
Yes.
And it's been released on Friday.
Yes, it is.
So how was it translating it kind of paper to actually, you know, a song?
Absolutely, reel to reel. We worked with Jack Lanham at Moonbase. Shout out to them. Just amazing crew there, Jack and Caban. And it was quite a seamless process. The song structurally is quite simple. And we had our sound quite dialed for that.
Yeah.
So when we went to the studio, Jack heard it. He was just like, yes, we know exactly what we're going to try and track here. And we feel like we put down a really solid structure onto the recording, which was awesome.
So
it was quite seamless for us. Yeah, quite seamless.
Yeah, yeah, well done. But so that's the song, but I mean, let's get a bit to how it's been this year for you guys. It's been quite a busy year.
So hectic.
For Teal Sky.
So hectic. Yeah. Man. Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. We released two songs, and it was just countless gigs. You know, a lot of massive gigs. You know, we had the Blessing open for the Grogans.
Yeah.
When they came here.
That was cool.
Our first gig at the church pub as well. And it was cool. We played to we played to like 500 people.
Yeah,
you know,
wow.
Which was awesome. And it was just amazing to get up there and just sort of and do our thing for those people and support them before they headed off to Europe. And then we've got Rolling Meadows coming up on the 30th, which is cool.
It's big.
And then we're so fortunate next year. I know it's not this year, but next year we're playing for Big Seamer as well, which should be awesome.
Cool,
we got the pat on the back for that. So we're excited.
Wow.
We're just fizzing.
Have you noticed like any like change or development in the band?
We're all grinding a lot harder.
You
know, I take festivals aside, I really think the lineup we have now, we've really looked within each other and said, this is it. You know, we have the chemistry. We're all, you know, up there as musicians. You know, especially Elliot and Arnand, our bassist and drummer.
Yeah,
they're just god tier musicians, and it's amazing just to be in honored to be in the same room as them.
Yeah,
and just
watch
them create and sort of paint on top of what they're doing. So
yeah, I can imagine.
I really feel like once we sort of all recognize that, we really just started hunkering down and finding our sound within that. So yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's so interesting to watch you guys. I think like you'll probably look back at 2023 is probably quite a formative year for you, I think, in terms of learning, especially. So like the song you got coming out on Friday, like the process, it all sounded like, you know, you're quite lucky with this one in terms of like it all seemed to work. Compare that to, say, like, your first, songwriting and recording. How different is that?
I think it was so different. I think, you know, as I grow up and as a musician and become more experienced, I feel like my recording process is easier. Bex is now speeding up in the studio and really finding her feet too. This is this is her first band, you know, and she's just absolutely killing it. Like, it's like I'm standing back and just going, what is going on here? But watching, like I said before, watching Arnold and Elliot too, who are just so experienced with it, it's just awesome. We're all just finding the groove, so it's getting better as we go. You know, a lot better.
And so you're a guitarist?
I am, yeah.
A normal guitar? I don't know the types of guitar. Yeah, just
electric guitar, man. I'm a very Chili Peppers inspired guitarist.
Right, okay.
So I like my funk, my heavy fuzz, you know.
So what is, like, have you been in other bands before?
I have. This is my first band in about 3 years.
Right, okay.
So, but I started playing guitar when I was four, when I was four.
Right,
yeah, so
right.
I've grown up in lots of different groups.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, man, so. And outside of rock bands, have a few other, you know, band experiences which is cool. Okay. So
did you like study music or anything, or just out of fun?
No, out of fun. Yeah, it was my way to talk as a kid. Lessons, and then stopped having lessons when I was about 15. Realized orally that I was, you know, I was quite quick at picking up music. So from there, started learning by ear. And
God, that's so cool.
Thanks, man.
Bex, of course, is the big, bubbly, fun one of the crew.
Indeed.
Has Becca's buddies on RDU on 10 a.m. today, actually. And what's she like as a lead of a band?
She is so eccentric. like to say the least. I don't feel like I'm coming down on anyone else that I've sort of met, but I feel like as a front woman, and as say I wasn't in the band, just watching her, she's probably one of the best front women I've seen.
An incredible presence on the stage.
I hope she's not listening right now, because I'm not saying this because I think she might be, but it's an unreal presence. She has an amazing voice, honestly, really just gifted vocally well, which is cool.
And just
a really beautiful mind, I guess, too, you know, always coming up with marketing ideas and song ideas and all sorts of stuff.
And her reporter voice is like really spot on.
Breaking
That's
news.
Freaky. Yeah, she's so good at that.
It's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool.
Do you reckon she is listening right now?
I believe so. She's up at 4 every morning. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh. Becca, you're a bitch. No, I'm kidding. You're
for sure.
Not. We love you.
We do.
Okay, so finally, back to the song coming out on Friday.
Mm.
Where can people listen to it?
Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube. Our music video is coming out Friday as well for the same song,
so that'll
be on there. There's some app I haven't even looked into, it, like DistroKid, or something like that.
I know what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just
There's
all the platforms.
Too many of them.
There are too many. We should just say everyone, every platform.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. Yeah. Right. Well, we may as well play a Teal Sky song right now. I like Parasite.
Wonderful.
So I'm gonna play Parasite.
Play it.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. And Rolling Meadows, you said,
yes.
You guys are playing.
Yes, 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock?
12 o'clock on the first day, 30th.
Any other gigs coming up?
We may just have a wee quiet one. We're thinking about deciding a massive house party with a few bands, just so we can get back into the gigging and the feels as a band.
Totally, that'd be a fun idea.
But no, not at this stage. It's 19 days till Rolling, you know what I mean? So
it's only 19 days.
We've just sorted the set list, you know? So but we'll definitely let you know if there is.
Cool. Hey, well, Tim, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. And good luck with everything. I'm sure I'll see you on the show again at some point.
For sure. Yeah, always floating around.
And for our audience right now, be open. Open ears, open eyes. I don't know, open the things. To watch out for that song coming out on Friday. Is there a time?
No. Whatever time it gets released.
Right.
Sorry,
so man. Just look out for Friday at some point. It's usually early in the mornings, usually. For that brand spanking new song and music video.